Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first it was just small things, sounds, objects out of place, nothing worth worrying about, until a neighbor said something that made them look at everything differently.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, how about sharing it with us? You could call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes and access to the archive without the commercials, do that. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm thinking about, I had a dream the other night.
Okay.
And it's one of those dreams that is not like other dreams, right? That I really do feel that this had a message in it somewhere for me. I'm going to throw this story out and tell me what you think. Years ago, I had a job where I was an art teacher at a college, and I worked with this other art teacher. You know, we got along pretty good. And we got along very good, actually, for quite a while. And then she was always a very religious person. And I was always very accepting of that. I myself was, you know, a church Sunday school teacher, the organist, the choir director, the vacation Bible school director, blah, blah, blah. You know, I, too, did a lot in the church and so forth. But she was very more went to kind of a more Pentecostal type of church where, you know, I know that they were very strict and spoke in tongues and things like that. It was just very different than what I did. Now, why that plays is as the relationship went along, she went more down that really strict path where I maybe was starting to go the other direction. And she started being highly critical of things in the department. You know, if she felt like somebody was doing an artwork that she thought might have some sort of, she would deem it demonic for some reason, we'd kind of get into it over that, whether it could be in the show or not or whatever. And we always had a Halloween sale of crafts to raise money to take the kids somewhere. And she became very adamant that we don't do that. You know, I remember her kind of jumping me because I was letting my kids go trick-or-treating, and she felt like that was terrible and so forth. And so, you know, it just the relationship kind of started to get. I like Halloween. I literally decorated my house with a life-size witch. You know, I mean, I always like had tons of Halloween stuff out. So she really began to, you know, kind of not think that was okay. And eventually, I don't even remember how it happened, but something came up about being baptized or not being baptized. And she was telling me that, you know, well, if you're not baptized, you go straight to hell, or you will go to hell for eternity, blah, 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 whatever. And I looked at her and I said, so you're saying that my dad has to live for eternity in hell because he wasn't baptized? And she said, well, yes. And that kind of broke us. And I said, he was an awesome person. He was a good person. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how good you are. You know, that's got nothing. Doesn't matter how much you helped other people or did anything else. You will go to hell. Okay. So it kind of broke us when she suggested my dad was living in hell. Because, matter of fact, at that point, you know, he probably had only been gone a few years, and it was just very sore for me. So that's kind of where it got left. I ended up leaving after a while, taking another job, moving several states away, and I never saw her again. I would not say I hated her or disliked her. I was just very hurt by the way the relationship ended up being, because I thought we had been close at one time. So, you know, one thing goes on, life goes on, and about I would say it's almost been 2 years ago now, I learned that she had passed away. And I felt certainly bad, and I certainly felt bad for her family, but I had really oddly mixed feelings because we had left it in such a up and down kind of, you know, way that it was like, okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree, and I'll do what I do, and you do what you do, you know, or whatever. And so it wasn't. It just brought up a lot of strange feelings for me. The hurt that I had about what she said about dad, and you know, I just thinking about things. So that's been a couple years ago, right? And life has moved on, and I go on. I haven't thought about it for quite some time. And then a couple nights ago, I had a dream. And in this dream, I'm out walking my dog. And I'm walking past this house and I realize it's her old house. And I look up at it and they had a big front, you know, window. It was a ranch style house and they had that kind of big living room window. And I look in there and I see her husband and he's sitting on the sofa. And across from him is one of the girls. And I just knew that because I could see the back of her head and I know she's all grown up now, one of their daughters. And I said, oh, I guess he's talking to one of the girls, you know. And then I could see that his wife, his that had died, was sitting on the sofa beside him in a rather bright pink dress. And I thought, that's so weird because she's gone and she's a, you know, a ghost. And he doesn't know she's sitting right beside him, but I can see her. And I thought, wow, that's so strange. And I keep walking and we go for a walk. And I was really kind of disjointed about this whole thing that I'd just seen, but okay. And I go home into the house I live in now, which is odd, right? Because this is Oregon and that was a whole different state. And I come into my house and I go, I'm doing some housework stuff. And I go up to the kitchen sink and I'm looking out the back window that looks over my yard. And I could feel somebody behind me. And I turn around and it's this woman. And I know she's dead. And I'm standing there realizing I'm seeing a ghost or spirit. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm so sorry you died. You were too young. I'm sorry because I know, you know, this is hard for your family and everybody. And she just looked at me and she smiled and she walked over and hugged me. And that was the end of the dream. And I'm still kind of shaken by this dream. And I don't really quite understand it. And I know that's a lot of personal stuff I'm throwing out there today. But if we have anybody that has any thoughts on dreams like that, or maybe what that was, because it wasn't like she said, oh, you know, I'm sorry if I ever did anything to hurt your feelings, or there was no big like that. It was just a hug. I'm not sure what to think of that. And so I thought I'd just throw that out there, that I really do think I had a visitation dream. I'm not sure what to make of it yet.
I mean, do you think it could have been something earlier in the day kind of had reminded you of her, or, you know, because sometimes you'll do that. And you'll
I thought that, you know, I tried to think about that, but I honest to God, she just hadn't crossed my mind for a very long time. It was just so weirdly out of the blue.
And I always say that I think visitation dreams feel different than a regular dream. So you kind of know when you've had one. Because you woke up, it's like, that's weird. I just talked to that person. And that's
yeah, and that's how I felt, you know, that it felt different. And so, and I have felt different for a couple, 3 days now, but I don't know what it means. And I keep trying to think, what was that? You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not changing my mind about my father.
The only interpretation you can give really would be like, she moved on, but she's sorry for what she did. But the weird thing about it is, why now?
Yeah. Well, and Dad's birthday was yesterday.
Okay. Even then, there's been other birthdays since she's been gone.
And, you know, I don't know why it took her so long to show up to me. I don't know. I just know that I really do feel like it was a visitation dream. It felt very different. And so I am going to stick to that, that I do feel like it was not a normal dream. If our dream interpreters out there have any thoughts about it, let me know.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see what else it could be interpreted as other than that. You know, maybe in the afterlife, she's kind of changed.
It just felt like somehow she was saying, we're good.
Yeah. It's more than we're good, because she doesn't get to make that decision. You know, it's like, I've kind of seen where you were coming from, Kathy. And I owe you a hug. Like, that's kind of more how I interpret it. I don't know. I think it's interesting, but I sure do know when you have a dream like that, it feels different.
It does. It feels very different.
Well, let us know what you think. If anybody out there has a good interpretation of that dream. And let's go to this ghost story. It says, hey there, this is Andrea. My husband and I moved into a small house a few years back. It wasn't anything special, needed some work, older house, but it was a quiet neighborhood and we were ready to be out of apartments. The kind of place where you assume the biggest issue is going to be fixing something, not anything else. Well, that's a weird sentence, because I'm like, the biggest issue is going to be fixing something, and that could be a really big issue.
The way they well, just that kinda, could be.
It, that makes it sound small. I'm like, wait till you have to repair the sewage lines. Okay, sorry, I got distracted with my own personal issues. The first couple weeks were normal, busy mostly. We were both working, unpacking when we could, figuring out where things should go. Nothing about the house stood out in a bad way. First thing I remember noticing was a sound. I was downstairs, middle of the afternoon. Sounded like someone took a few steps across the floor above me. If anything, it was kind of easy to ignore, and I think I actually did ignore it at the time because I didn't bring it up to my husband. A few days later, he asked me if I had been upstairs earlier that morning. I told him no, and he said he thought he heard me walking around up there. We both shrugged it off, thought old houses could be anything. That's pretty much how everything started. Nothing big enough to stop and really question anything. Sometimes it sounded like movement upstairs. Sometimes something would be out of place and we assumed one of us moved it and forgot. I did that thing where you catch something out of the corner of your eye and immediately convince yourself it was nothing before you even process it. If it had stayed like that, I don't think I'd be writing this. But what changed was a conversation with the woman next door. She'd come over once or twice before, introduced herself. One afternoon I was outside, she came over again. We ended up talking longer than usual. She asked how we were settling into the house. I said it was good. She nodded, but then there was a pause right after that. And she said something along the lines of, "That's good. That house has a lot of history to it." I asked what she meant, thinking maybe there had been renovations or something interesting about it. Instead, she told me the last person who lived there had been there for decades and had passed away in the house. That didn't bother me. An older neighborhood, that wouldn't be unusual. But then she added, kind of like it wasn't a big deal, "Some people say they still notice things there. I don't know. Probably just talk." Oh, that is so mean to even say that. Well, some people say, but I'm not one to spread rumors, so.
Mrs. Kravitz.
Right?
That's. I mean, seriously. No, I got to go home and go to sleep tonight.
Right? Like, oh, just ignore what I just said. That's not fair. She said it lightly, even smiled a little. Was it a smile or was it a smirk?
I mean, seriously. Like, that's like looking at somebody
that.
And saying, you know, this house was the inspiration for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know what I mean?
Just saying, not that anything happened in there. They just thought about it in there.
He did wear a leather mask a lot, but.
I did hear a chainsaw going frequently, but I just think it was cutting up the lumber in his backyard. Let's see. She smiled a little, like she didn't want to make it into anything. I laughed it off right there with her. I wasn't about to make it weird. No, because she did. Gosh. Oh, she made it weird. The second she walked away, I remember standing there thinking about all the little things we'd already noticed, all the little things we hadn't really questioned. So that night, I told my husband what she said. He reacted the same way I had, just brushed it off. But later after that, we both started paying attention in a way we hadn't before. The sounds upstairs didn't feel like random noise anymore. They sounded like someone actually moving around. Not constantly, but often enough that we started recognizing it. One night, we were both in bed, heard it at the same time. Slow, steady steps across the floor above us. Neither of us moved for a minute. I think we were both waiting for the other person to say something, and he finally did. "Did you hear that too?" That was probably the first time it felt like something we couldn't explain away. There were other moments after that. I remember walking down the hallway once, seeing what I thought was him step past the doorway ahead of me. I followed right after, expecting him to be in the room, but it was empty. He was in a different part of the house. Another time, something in the kitchen ended up on the floor late at night, not shattered, not thrown. It was just on the floor like it had been placed there. None of it was extreme. That's what made it hard to describe. There was never a point where we felt we were in danger. It was more like something was there that didn't involve us. We never tried to interact with it. That thought came up once, but neither of us liked the idea. We felt like it would turn something quiet into something less quiet. What's strange is that over time, we adjusted to it without really talking about it. We avoided going upstairs at night unless we had to. We didn't linger in certain parts of the house. It just became routine in a way that doesn't make much sense looking back on it. We ended up moving about a year later for work. The last day we were there, everything was packed up and the house felt very different. I still don't know if it had anything to do with what the neighbor said or if we just started paying attention after that. Oh, it had everything to do with the neighbor. A little of both, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was always happening and we didn't think twice about it. Nothing like that has happened since we moved, which makes it feel even more tied to that house. Anyway, I've thought about sending this in for a while, figured I finally would. I still think about it probably more than I should. Thanks for listening. I think that it could be a little bit of both. I think that people can put a thought into your head and then you start reading things into it. You know, like, if I was to tell you, Kathy, you know, so-and-so has been kind of talking about you, but don't worry about it. It's nothing really bad. Well, all you're going to do is be like, what do you mean? What do you mean not really bad? You know, you're going to start kind of obsessing over it. And that would naturally be how you would react to what that woman said.
Well,
it's like
there are
things happening. So
yeah.
Now, you know.
There were already some things. But I don't know that Andrea had actually assigned it to paranormal.
And would she have?
Right. I think eventually, yes. Because I think enough happens, enough times going by. You're following a shadow into a room and nobody's there. You thought it was your husband or whatever. That's weird. At night, you both hear something and look at each other. I remember one time Greg and I were that way. He's like, do you hear this? And I'm like, yes. You know, there's people talking out in the other room. And we're both whispering, kind of talking. Like, you know, kind of like that. And when the other person looks at you, you're hearing it, but then they look and say, I'm hearing it too. There's something validating there that I do think something was going on in this house. I hate that the woman jumped in, though. It's one thing when you're ready for that information and you go to her and say, do you know anything about our house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're ready to find out something about it. There are times we've all sat on information because we thought somebody wasn't ready. And I think that's what gets me about this woman jumping in, because she had some information, but this might have been information that you needed to sit on until they wanted it.
Well, and so I talked about this in some other episodes, because I talked about it with Harper and with Tony and Todd. But my neighbor Beverly was telling me about the girl who lived here before me waking up in the morning one morning. I haven't told Kathy this yet. She woke up in the morning and someone had been in her house, in this house, while she was asleep. She never woke up.
What happened? How did she know?
Doors or drawers were open. The back door was open. Someone had gone through her house and she never even woke up. That, honest to God, was information I didn't need.
I agree.
And I love Beverly, don't get me wrong, but she has lived in this neighborhood for like 50 years.
Oh, that's horrible.
So I'm like, was that a real intruder? Like, I thought my 6-foot privacy fence was pretty secure, but apparently they jumped the fence somehow. I guess you'd have to get a ladder
and then crawled up onto the back door.
Which I can't even figure out how you could get in that door. Are these the same doors? Because they have really thick, they're old doors. They have really, really thick glass. You would have to bust one of those glass, I don't know what you call it.
Paint.
Yes, paint. That's the word I want. You'd have to bust one of those out. So it would be loud. Like, it's not a door you could just easily unlock. It has a double, it doesn't have a proper handle on it.
It doesn't have a proper door handle from the outside. Like, there's no way to just get in. And I'm wondering now, after you've said that, if that's why.
So I'm like,
if they took the handle off for that reason.
Maybe they did.
Because I always, when I go out with the dogs and the cats at your house, I always pull that, but I have to pull it so it doesn't latch, because there's not a handle for me to turn to go back in.
Well, it doesn't latch ever. So you don't have to worry about
that. You have to deadbolt it or whatever. Yeah. But I'm just saying there's really no way to get in from the outside. And you're right, unless you would break a window.
Yeah. And she said they went through the back door. Now, they came in through, maybe she had a window open, they cut a screen, came in there. I don't know.
Yeah, because there was maybe more information.
But
we
now,
don't know.
The next night I go to bed and I'm like,
well,
what if somebody what if somebody did that? So I think that paranormal activity could have been going on. It might have been something they could have dismissed or been like, it's not that bad, which they had been doing. Mm-hmm. But now once you have that information, you're filling in the blanks and I don't know. Did it get worse for them? I don't know.
I think they would have moved on to the, you know, to where they thought, yeah, there's something here paranormal. Mm-hmm. I do think they would have gotten to that point. I think this woman pushed them, you know, to where now they're thinking about that way. I think that there is just, you know, common sense when it comes to people's feelings and how much information people can have. And oftentimes people let you know when they are ready for information. And so when she, when the woman, Andrea, said, when the neighbor said, how's it going? She said, fine. She didn't tell her anything, right? Let it go. You know, yeah. Andrea's doing good. I'm not going to put ideas in her head.
And the neighbor's all like, oh, that
There's
house
just kindness,
has a lot
you know?
Of history.
Mrs. Kravitz. I mean, seriously, I'm just like, I'm kind of mad at her because, you know, even though, like we said, I think it would have come to a point.
Now, maybe the neighbor is kind of like Beverly across the street. And
yeah,
I adore her. I adore her. And the intention was never bad. So I might be reading into this.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but I think
I think we got to be careful.
Yeah. But it's like, no, just probably some talk I heard. But what she's really doing is going, give me the scoop. Is there anything going on? Has mm-hmm. any paranormal activity happened?
Yeah. Because she was kind of pressing her. Oh, well, other people have seen yeah. things.
So I don't know. But at least nothing's happening now and they're all good.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Right.
So let's go to this caller.
This is Erica calling from California, and I wanted to share a story that, well, a little tiny encounter that I had this morning. Before I get into that, just wanted to mention that I'm one of those people that I guess you can consider sensitive. I've had many encounters. In fact, as I got older, I encountered more things. And I have many stories to share and will call for those. So basically what happened was that I was sleeping in my bed and all of a sudden I was awoken by someone whispering into my ear. A woman whispering into my ear, and I couldn't understand what she said, but I know it was a whisper. At first, I thought it could be my own breath because I was breathing, because I was breathing deeply. But I quit breathing for a second to see if it was my breath or her whispering, but definitely it was not my breath. Of course, I was awoken, so after that, I couldn't go back to sleep. I was not afraid. You know, sometimes when you're sleeping, you don't have a chance to think consciously about what's going on. So you don't get afraid as much, I guess you could say. I know my apartment isn't haunted. I know about those things. I have a few things about those things. I clear my apartment and I guess blessed it. Before I came here, and I know exactly that it was not a haunted apartment, except for the fact that there was a cat. I know it's weird, but I found a cat, like a ghost cat, which I'll probably talk about that in the future, but he's gone now. So I hope you enjoyed the story and continue on with your great job, with your great work. And thanks so much.
So she heard someone whispering in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like she woke up to that.
It sounds like it woke her up.
Okay.
And then she lay there for a split second thinking maybe it was just me breathing weird.
And that has nothing to do with the cat. The
right.
ghost cat.
I think she said okay. She cleared it out, but it felt like the house was good except for she had run into a cat.
Okay.
Ghost.
Okay. Okay.
So that's another story to come. I'm not sure what to think exactly about the whispering. Could it have just been a dream? The only problem with that is she said she woke up and then thought maybe it was her own breath, but then it wasn't. It was as if she heard it when she was awake.
So I'm going to guess it kind of continued after.
Yeah, that's what I took from it, that it still had continued. I'm not sure a very long time, but enough that she knew it was happening outside of her.
Okay. Okay. I don't know, like that one night that I woke up and I heard people talking in my house, thinking it was mm-hmm. my TV. I don't know. Could it be something coming from outside? Could it be part of a dream that kind of doesn't quite end when you wake up? I don't know. But it's a very weird feeling to wake up.
And you know, I always have this theory that we can, you know, I think people do it in meditation. I think you can get yourself on the same frequency as someone else. And you're hearing what somebody's saying. And this, they could be miles and miles away from you. You're just on the same wavelength. Maybe you're not, maybe they're not even saying it's a thought they're having.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to come into that. You know? And I think that could, because of your dream state, you're in this kind of, you know, altered state where you might have tapped into somebody else's thoughts or something, or kind of a collective consciousness level. And then you're tapped into it, you wake up, but it's still there slightly. You know, so you might still hear just a little bit more, and then it dissolves because you've come off of that particular frequency. What do you think?
I mean, could be.
She doesn't feel like the house is haunted.
Yeah.
She cleared it.
But it also just could be kind of a lingering effect of a dream. Because at first she did think it was her own breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
one I really am curious about is this ghost cat, the way she just kind of threw that out there.
it's a little teaser that's coming. So we got to hear about the ghost cat. But I'm going to go, because of the dream, I'm going to go that you landed on a frequency and you were hearing somebody else's thoughts in kind of that muffled way.
Yeah. And I don't know. It could be just like that night that I woke up hearing voices. I'm like, I don't know where it came from. I'm going to say it came from outside. And that's how I'm going to live with it. But she also has abilities. I think she's sensitive. And so it could have been,
as kids, we'd always be like trying to read each other's thoughts, you know, kind of thing. I think there's people that can somewhat do that and have that ability. And I think particularly if you can get into an altered dream type state, I'm going that she tapped into someone else's thoughts or could hear someone else.
I mean, that's always one I'm a little iffy on, so I don't know quite what that was. I'm going to say maybe she had a paranormal experience.
Okay.
Or maybe she had a dream. I don't know.
Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can always become a premium subscriber. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.